It was tragic as well on all sorts of level. People lost their newspaper, people lost their job because of a small band of dishonest people who were being affected and a management decision taken by News International. Not by The Guardian, not by me, not by the Dowlers.
Does this make any difference to Robert Toledo?
Well, they would like to be left. You know, they've had this most awful year. They've had to go through the trial of someone who murdered the daughter. They've had to go through everything, and they're still having to go through a debate.
And there are still unanswered questions.
Shouldn't have been hacking their daughter's phone. It shouldn't have been taking photos of them. It shouldn't have been hacking their home phone. The News of the World had no right, or the people in the News of the World had no right to do that.
Okay,
can I say one final thing before you go? Sorry.
Yes, Nick Davies.
Which is that Mark is right to draw attention to the fact that the police investigation is continuing. What they have established that we disclosed is that they think they can say that Glenn Mulcair, the investigator, was not involved. They are not saying definitively that nobody from the News of the World was involved. We haven't got to the bottom of the barrel. We don't understand how these deletions occurred that led to the false hope moment. There have been various theories, and they've all collapsed. So it's much more grey than maybe people on Twitter are presenting. One element has shifted. That's all you can say,
which I would suggest is perhaps, you know.
Sorry, say it again, Tom.
Maybe a lesson for your coverage of this in the future.
That story was incepted by, when we first published it in July, all of the parties involved, even Glenn Mulcair, who I spent a lot of time with Glenn Mulcair, he put out an apology through The Guardian the day after we published that story. He didn't dispute that the News of the World had been involved in the deletions. He's right in the middle of it. He thought it was true. He was very surprised and relieved to discover a few weeks ago that it's an email probably, that suggests he can't have been involved. That was news to him. That's how extraordinary this new evidence is. He was in tears when he heard that. He couldn't believe it. So if you go back to the middle of July,
you want 100 grand, which big triggers. Pilbert, unless you need to point out Moses. You really need to point out Moses as well. You could put those up for now and then add a point about Moses, but you need to